soldier survived and was billeted in Borth, Mrs. Whitechod, I don't know why, I suppose kindness of heart, decided to open the cafe during the evening, and these boys came in, and there was a piano there, and of course, you know, don't take long for there to be a sing-song once somebody can play the piano, and then two or three of the lads met local girls, so they used to come in as a couple, and so gradually sort of got to know more people like that. But I didn't really get to know any of them personally. I was only young. I was younger than most of the girls and that about. And I used to sort of be picked up and taken home. We used to have to walk up the hill then. There was no transport. And I don't know whether any of you have ever walked up that hill, but it used to be a dark, very all full. Never thought anything of it in those days. You used to walk up the hill. If you met anybody in the darkness, you say goodnight to them as you passed, and no idea who it was. The cafe. Well, do West End stores. Where you go around now to the new hall. It was only occasional. Just coming down in the evening, and we were busy then. I mean, making sandwiches and serving tea and coffee, and I mean, talking to them, of course, and joining in the sing-song, but I can't say that I really got involved at all, so, and I don't know that the village changed that much. I suppose it did, but everything was very hush-hush, you know. No one was allowed down the bottom, down to Ernest Lasse, so, I mean, whatever was carrying on down there,